Okay.
What I'm going to ask you to do now is to welcome one of the lawyers from the Team Europa, who is mounting a collective defense on behalf of all the DF victims. Gilberto Pagani is with us today. Please welcome Gilberto.
Good morning. Well, in fact, I belong to this network that's called Legal Team Europa, and it's a network made up by lawyers from everywhere in Europe. And what we are trying to do is to ensure a collective and very highly professional defense to all the victims of the state repressions, and in two moments. First of all, being in the streets during the demonstrations, and in the second moment, being in the courts, in the jails, and in the courts making up a collective defense team. In fact, the idea of this network was born in Genoa, because already in Genoa 3 years ago we feared that our presence could be necessary. And in fact that's what happened, because many of us lawyers in those days made many things in order to prevent, sometimes when it was possible, to prevent the police attacks. And then we have seen that's very, very important. So we have been in Thessalonica, we have been in Evian last year. We usually are present during these demonstrations. And in order to do this, I want to say that tomorrow morning we have a workshop. It's a workshop not only for lawyers, but mostly for lawyers and militants who want to make some work on this. We have a workshop at 9 o'clock at Bloomsbury in Birkbeck 406. So it's a workshop. A big problem that we have, that we have a quite big network in continental Europe, but we have not so many contacts in the United Kingdom. And next year there will be the G8 in Scotland, so we have been asked to help. That what we want to do is just to help and to give our experience, our knowledge on this, so we would like that someone comes there, so we can speak also about next year's demonstration. Well, as I told you, the second form of our engagement is inside the trials. So I think that everybody is interested in knowing how are going the trials in Genoa. The most important trial that is the trial for the murder of Carlo Giuliani, there has not been, because the carabinieri who killed Carlo was discharged without a trial. It's a very long and complicated history. Many, many books have been written on that, on the incredible version of the police, of real things, really incredible. But I must say that the most important trial there has not been, and I think and I fear that it will never be made, this trial. Anyway, we have other trials. In those days there have been about 700 people investigated. Of these 700 people, about 600 were demonstrators and 100 were policemen and doctors and something more than that I tell you. The trials that are on in this time There is one trial against 25 people, all Italian. They are accused of devastation and pillage, and they risk up to 16 years of jail. The prosecutors think and want to demonstrate that the action of violence that happened in Genoa were part of a whole, not plain, but a whole psychical participation. So these people are not accused to be part of a criminal organization. Others are. They are accused just to be to have agreed to this violence, and that, as you know, all this violence have been violence about properties. They are not speaking about violence about people. So just for this, they are accused of these very, very bad crimes, and the trial is not going so bad. In fact, it's a very important trial because I think that in our country, and maybe in Europe, is the first trial who is based almost all on videotapes. Because in those days, you know, that there were still cameras at the bank, at the corners and so on. Then there was the camera of the police, there was the camera of the corporate media, cameras of other media, cameras of people going there. So they have about 700 hours of videotapes. And the lawyers in this trial are doing a big, big work, and we are helped in this by the Indymedia Italy, and we are working together. In fact, they are working on the video, making all this this work. Then there are the trials against the policemen. Now there is the preliminary hearings for the Diaz School, and in this trial there are 26 or 27 not policemen but officers of the police accused of violence, false calumny, and other things. The preliminary hearing is nearly ended. In these days, the lawyers, the defendants' lawyers, are discussing in front of the judge, and we hope that in the end, maybe for the end of this month or next month, we will know when there will be this trial. Anyway, it's a very difficult trial because of course nobody knows the names of the policemen who made the violence. Of course, the police headquarters, the police ministry, as they did not say anything about they knew. All the policemen who were there have said, I don't remember anything. I have seen nobody. I was back. I heard something, but I didn't see anything. So the prosecutors, who I must say in this trial have made an excellent work, the prosecutor cannot individuate the person, the policeman who made this. So all the people who are under trial are just officers. The officers were the chief of all the squads who entered at the Diaz. There is it's preparing the other trial. There is the trial for Bolzaneto. And Bolzaneto is before Abu Ghraib, there was Bolzaneto, because I think that never in a Western country there has been such a violence, such torture, that is torture, because 300 people have been kept there with our lawyers, without translators, without doctors, without eating, without sleeping, and beaten, and in fact, that's what we call torture. In this trial, there are about, it has not begun yet, should begin very early, the preliminary hearings, and there are about 40 defendants between police officers, prisons officers, and doctors who were there, who made false statement about the health of the people, who made false statements about what the people say. I mean, there are many statements where English people have signed, "I don't want a lawyer, I don't want my embassy, I don't want anything, I'm happy." So that's, everything is false. And this trial is very... in Italy we have not the crime of torture. So there are many small many crimes, and what we fear that this trial will never end. Before, you know, we have this prescription that is after such number of years, the crime is over. So we fear that these people of Bolzaneto will never be condemned at last, but what we can do is being there. There is then a trial in Cosenza. You can ask, but why Cosenza? Where is Cosenza? Cosenza is in the very south of Italy. And there are 25 people who are accused of conspiracy against the state. They are accused of this because they are accused of having organized the violence and the riots in Genoa. It's very, very strange, of course, because everybody asks why Cosenza and not Genoa? Because the Carabinieri made a long investigation on this, and they went around to all the prosecutors in Italy asking who was interested in this statement, in making these trials. They went to Genoa, and the prosecutor of Genoa said, "No, we don't want." They went to Rome, to Milan, to Turin, everywhere, until they arrived to Cosenza, a very small town, and then there they found a prosecutor who said, "Okay, we can do this." They can make in Cosenza because they are supposed to have made a conspiracy against the whole Italian state, so the trial can be everywhere. The last thing is that there are in Genoa more trials to do. There are many people, about 40 or 50 people, who are accused of not only violence but also criminal association for devastation and pillage. And I don't know if you know the people, if you heard about the people of the public theater, the Austrian, and we are waiting for something. Possibly there will be the trial. And then there are, we don't know how many hundreds of other people investigated, because these data are secret, we cannot know this data, so we just suppose that there are some other, about 100, 200, or 300. So I finished. Of course I could speak for a longer time about all this. What we ask is, we lawyers are working hard, and we should not be left alone in this work. Thank you.
That's the first stop on our tour, Genoa. And we've heard from Skye, who was a victim. We've heard from Heidi, who lost her son. Now we've heard from Gilberto of what is being done. I'd like you to give them a round of applause, and we'll move on.